This meeting is now being recorded.
Okay, good morning, good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining. I'm Baher Esmat. I work for ICANN, the Global Stakeholder Engagement Team in the Middle East, and together with my colleague Fahad Bataina, today we're going to update you on the progress made regarding the Middle East strategy, the ICANN Middle East strategy, where we are on year two, and where we are on planning for year three. We're coming close to end of year two, and Fahad is going to walk us through the activities and the work that has been done during year two, and then I'll walk you through the plan for year three. Fahad, over to you.
Thank you, Baher. Good afternoon, everybody. So this is a quick session updating the community on the Middle East strategy, and I'll be talking in the next 20 minutes or so about what has been accomplished during the past 11 months, starting July 1st of 2014 all the way until June 30th, 2015. So looking at the evaluation document in front of us on the Adobe Connect room, so you will see to the extreme left the column called Actions, the column in the middle is Activities, and to the right is actually the assessment of the various activities that were fulfilled during the past 11 months or so. Now, when we talk about the actions, these actions were actually defined in the Middle East strategy document by the Middle East Strategy Working Group. So just as a quick history, the Middle East strategy was actually developed by a working group consisting of 22 community members who came out with a document, and in that document they pulled out a number of action items to be implemented over the course of 3 years, starting July 1st, 2013. Now, what we do when we pull out the activities is that we take the actions that the Middle East Strategy Working Group agreed to, and then we start devising activities and brainstorming activities that are relevant to the region and that are necessary in order to fulfill the strategy to its maximum. Of course, these activities were, again, we consulted the Middle East Strategy Working Group, and we also updated the community, sharing with them what the Middle East Strategy Working Group has agreed to. Now, I'll be going through each and every activity quickly, and I won't be reading the actions. And of course, this document can be found on the Middle East Strategy Wiki space, which I can share with you on the chat room shortly. So the first set of activities was to actually hold two training courses related to GNS and GNS operations. One is called the Advanced Registry Operations course, and the second is the Secure Registry Operations course. When we were about to hold the first one, actually, we didn't find much interest from the region. We were surprised to receive immense interest to have a DNS operations and a DNS sec workshop. So what we did is that we actually had a local host in Jordan, and we used that to actually provide DNS operations and DNS, and that training actually attracted more than 25 participants from, I think, 6 or 7 countries. I really can't recall the number. Actually, one of the outcomes of this workshop is that there are some countries at the moment who are rolling out DNSSEC within their TLD. The second is launching the DNS Entrepreneurship Center in Egypt. Entrepreneurship Center was in Cairo in July 1st and 14th.
You're breaking up. Can you make sure you speak close to the mic? You're breaking up.
Okay. So I have the mic right next to my mouth. I hope this is better. So we have a partnership with with the National Telecommunication Regulatory Authority of the government of Egypt, and we are working closely with them on running the various activities of the DNS Entrepreneurship Center. During the past 11 months or so, three training programs were delivered. One was on DNS best practice, business best practices. Another was on DNS business development. And the third training program was Train the Trainer on DNS operations and DNSSEC. We were supposed to have a fourth training, which is a normal DNS operations and DNSSEC. Unfortunately, we had to defer that training to a later date, and the new dates are actually July 27 to 30th. One thing to note here is that the Train the Trainer was actually delivered in assistance with the Telecommunication Regulatory Authority of the United Arab Emirates, and they were generous to actually host the training at their facilities. Other entities who contributed to the two business tracks include Incirca, which is an ICANN accredited registrar, Black Knight Solutions, URID, and Emily Taylor Consultancy. And we thank them all for assisting us on that. Sorry. Moving on. One of the activities that we felt we needed to do is to promote secondary DNS hosting within the region. So what we did is that we contacted all the CCTLDs and IDN CCTLDs in the region, and we kind of got a sense of from them if they are willing to actually host secondary DNS servers within their infrastructure, either as a standalone server or even sharing their own list of DNS servers. We received 11 responses from various TLD operators within the region, and actually two showed interest in having secondary operations within their data center. Another activity within the Middle East strategy is the Task Force on Arabic Script Internationalized Domain Names. This group has been in full swing since October 2013, and in fact they are quite advanced in the amount of work they are doing. So the past 11 months or so, they have been working on a label generation rule sets, and these are a number of rule sets for the deployment of IDNs at the root level. It deals with various aspects of Arabic script internationalized domain names, such as variants. One of the dimensions it includes is also MSR. These are really IDN topics, and I really don't want to dive deep into them. Two things worth noting is that this task force had its third face-to-face meeting in Singapore for 3 days during February 6 to 8, and they are on the verge of actually concluding their work, the current set of work, which is label generation rule set at the root level. And their next steps is to, and the group has actually identified two topics to cover in the next 12 months, and that is LGR at the second level, which is the domain name level, as well as tackling issues related to universal acceptance of Arabic script IDNs. Of course, the group has been active in outreaching to various communities and updating the community on their work. And so they provided update sessions during events such as MENOG, which is the Middle East Network Operators Group, the Arab IGF in Beirut, the Middle East DNS Forum in Amman, and others. Another set of activities as part of the strategy is that we worked with the local host and the regional community to organize the second Middle East DNS Forum. This happened in Amman on March 9 and 10. You can see the URL to the event, which is amman2015.medns.org. This event actually attracted a total of 80 participants, both on-site and remotely. We organized a good number of workshops, either as standalone events or around other events. So we had a workshop related to DNS business around the Africa ICT A sorry, the AFICTA Summit, which is the African ICT Association Summit. It was a two-day workshop during November 4 and 5. We brought in a good number of experts to discuss and to tackle various aspects of the GNS business. We had a dedicated workshop for law enforcement agencies in Beirut during November 5 and 6. My colleague Dave Piscatello and Patrick Jones from ICAM, who are big, well-known experts in the field of law enforcement agencies and security work related to the domain name system, and they delivered this training to various personnel within the Lebanese Army, the Lebanese Intelligence Services, and so on. We also had a similar workshop for law enforcement agencies in Cairo, Egypt, and that happened between May 31st and June 1. Another item within the Middle East strategy is to actually have a DNS study. And so Bahar and myself have been working the past couple of months on identifying a consultant or a contractor to actually conduct the study. The good news is that at the moment we are finalizing the paperwork of that contractor. It hasn't been announced yet to the public. As soon as this is announced, we will definitely inform our community of the consultant and who's running the DNS study for the Middle East, for this region. Now, of course, we expect the outcomes of the study to be delivered as a final report on October 9, and that is right before the ICAM Dublin meeting, which happens on October 18 to 22, and we will hopefully provide a session there in Dublin, updating the community, sharing with the community the findings of this DNA study. Another set of activities is to approach governments and explore partnership opportunities to raise more awareness about the domain name industry. Some of the initiatives that happen as part of this activity, and of course, in addition to the DNS Entrepreneurship Center, which I explained earlier, we signed a memorandum of understanding with the Qatari Ministry of Information Technology and Communications. We have been busy the past 11 months or so talking at various events about ICANN, the new GTLD program, the domain name system, the domain name system business, and everything on internet governance. Some of the events we attended was like the GSMA Mobile 360 event for the Middle East, the ArabNet Beirut 2015, e-commerce Middle East, Beyond Connectivity 2015, and many, many other events. We also held a BCG roundtable at the World Economic Forum that took place, the World Economic Forum for the Middle East and North Africa region at the Dead Sea, and this was in May 22. And for those who don't know the BCG report, so in a nutshell, ICANN commissioned the Boston Consulting Group to conduct a study on the effects of friction on the internet in developing economies. And frankly speaking, that study is a really rich study, and it gives all stakeholders some thoughts, some issues to think of in trying to enhance their digital economies through reducing friction on the internet. I can share with you, for those interested, you can just email me off list, and I'll be happy to share with you the report and the update supplement of this report. Another item, another set of activities is continue to explore ideas and strategies to promote the domain name industry in the region, seek feedback from the community, and report on progress. So one of the initiatives that has happened within ICAMP is promoting the domain name industry in underserved regions. What we are trying to do here is that if we look at the registrars that exist outside there, or even registries or any other domain name business, we see that they are more focused on some regions of the world, while in regions such as the Middle East and other regions like Africa or Latin America and Caribbean, the industry is weaker. So we are hoping that this initiative could kind of solutions, let's say, to some problems, or maybe increase the number of registrars, or even listen to current registrars on what are the difficulties in actually becoming an ICANN accredited registrar. We also did several of such sessions at other events, as I mentioned earlier, such as the Middle East DNS Forum, the Effective Summit in Cairo, the DNS Entrepreneurship Center in Cairo, and others. We, as part of the strategy, we also try to bring more faces from the region to attend ICANN meetings, or maybe utilize current community members to actually talk about ICANN at other events. So when it comes to actually having more representation from the region at ICANN meetings, there are several support mechanisms for that. So we have the fellowship program, we have the various supporting organizations and advisory committees that have their own budgets to actually bring folks from all around the world to attend ICANN meetings. We also have remote participation tools, and one of the things ICANN has been doing for the past couple of meetings is that we give the community the option of setting remote hubs so that they can join some sessions through video, using one of the six UN languages, and even interact with the session lively. There is also a program within ICANN called the CROP program. And this program actually supports ICANN community members to go and attend relevant events, to talk to people about ICANN and to engage and to maybe bring on board more people into the ICANN process. And we are working with folks from the AP RALO and the AF RALO, and what we do is that we actually share with them our regional events in hopes that if any of these events are of interest to them, they can use the CROP program to attend these events and promote ICANN's mandate. One other item within the strategy is to continue to engage with and support existing and future multi-stakeholder forums, such as the Arab IGF, the Lebanon Internet Center, and other initiatives. And so in the spirit of saving some time, as always, ICANN has been a strong supporter of the Arab IGF, and that was nothing, and there was nothing different for the third edition of the Arab IGF that took place in Beirut last October. We had presents, so ICANN had some good presents there. We supported the forum financially. We also supported the forum with manpower. We also sit on the Arab IGF multi-stakeholder advisory group. Another set of activities is to conduct outreach to various countries. And in the past 12 months or so, we have visited countries such as Yemen, Iran, Pakistan. We also visited Pakistan twice, and Sudan. And we did in these countries, we did a lot of outreach activities. We held four webinars for the regional community. Three of them on the IANA stewardship transition. We are working on actually using our online tools to also hold lectures and webinars on topics related to ICANN, a new GTLD program, or even internet governance. And we were lucky enough to actually have a host in Afghanistan to kickstart the first webinar, where they asked us to give a webinar on internet governance and ICANN. And if anybody on this call who might be interested in having such webinars for their local community, please reach out to us after the call, and we'll be happy to accommodate. One other thing we are also doing is we are trying to push ICANN content to various platforms. We also tend to write blogs in relevant platforms, so that more people get to know about ICANN and hear about ICANN and internet governance, and maybe get them more involved in these various forums. We have engaged with business entities in many countries, such as Egypt, Jordan, the United Arab Emirates, Pakistan, and Lebanon. And continuing on the same theme of internet governance, we just concluded the second edition of our Middle East and adjoining countries School on Internet Governance. It was held in Tunisia on May 25 to 29, The school actually attracted 28 students from 12 countries. We had 13 instructors from within the region, and actually I can see some names on this call who are part of that school. We also participate in various capacity building initiatives such as MINOG, HEVOS, where we go and talk to people about ICANN and maybe be part of faculty who talk about internet governance and ICANN and the like. I mentioned earlier about remote hubs, so we have been encouraging people to have remote hubs around events such as ICANN meetings and the global IGF. So for the ICANN Singapore meeting, we had a remote hub in Islamabad in our region. For the ICANN London meeting, I think we had a remote hub both in Islamabad in Pakistan and in Sana'a in Yemen. For the global IGF in Istanbul, we had a number of remote hubs from within the region. And frankly speaking, what we do is that we reach out to members such as ICANN and at-large and inform them that there is the possibility of creating a remote hub, and if you are interested, assist you with getting you in touch with the right set of people. Another item on the set of activities for 11 months or more. We need to have meetings for you in the Eastern Africa, and a lot of work and working actively with through me. And we have done media coverages in Jordan, in the Arab Emirates, in Egypt, and around many other forums. The second part, actually, of this document or this assessment document is really metrics, and I do not want to go through them as these are just numbers, really. As I said, this document is available online on the Middle East Strategy wiki page. You can just go there, download the document, and look at the various metrics. But just running through some of them. We held like four different workshops the past 11 months. We have a new root server instance deployed in Islamabad in Pakistan. The task force on Arabic script IDNs has been doing a lot of interesting work. We have, in terms of IDN CCTLDs, we have .Sudan in Arabic, which was delegated. We also have .Iraq for Iraq, which was approved. We have an increase in a number of domain name registrations under CCTLDs and GTLDs. We have a new ICANN accredited registrar, which is Tunisian Internet Agency in Tunisia. Here is a list of events that we have participated in. We also have some metrics, actually, for fellowships. So it's interesting to note that the number of fellowship applications being received from within the region has been increasing. So, for example, for ICANN Los Angeles, we had 83 applications from the region. For Singapore, it was 51. For Buenos Aires, it was 73. For Dublin, which will be taking place in October, I think we received like 103 applications from within the region. We have a new at-large structure within the region, which is Eyes of Palestine. We have a new GAC member from Mauritania. We have some active participation from some community members within the region. That's it for me. As I said, you can find this document on our wiki page. You can run through all these numbers. If you have any questions, you can always reach out to us. And I'll stop there. And if you have any questions, I'll really be happy to address them.
Are there any questions before we move on to the second part, which will be on year three of the strategy? If you have any questions for Fahad, you can either speak to the mic or place them in the chat room. Okay, I see a question from Shaquil. Why the number of IDN CCTLD shows in negatives if it is increased in the domain name industry?
Okay, so thank you for that question, Shakil. And actually, what we did when it came to let me pull out that document again. Now, in terms of number of domain names, both ASCII and IDNs, we reached out to all CCTLDs and IDN CCTLDs within the region. So in terms of registrations under ASCII CCTLDs, there was an increase. In terms of IDN CCTLDs, yes, it is negative. So the number of domain name registrations under the various IDN CCTLDs in the region has decreased by 1,702 domain names. So, for example, countries such as Egypt and Saudi Arabia, who were leading in terms of numbers, they had their number of IDN CCTLDs dipped. I think Egypt alone lost like more than 1,000 domain names registered under their IDN CCTLD of Masr. So yes, the number is a negative.
Any other questions or comments? Okay, so let's move on to part two of this webinar, which is the plan for year three. And maybe before getting into year three, let me just remind you, or at least maybe those who were not part of this process from the beginning, I'd like to remind you of the strategic goals of the group that convened a couple of years ago. They identified three strategic goals for ICANN in the Middle East. One is to strengthen engagement between ICANN and stakeholders in the region. Two, to build a strong and competitive domain name industry in the region. And three, to promote multi-stakeholder internet governance model in the region. And in doing so, the strategy working group also identified three specific focus areas, and you will find that all the activities that SAHT has talked to, they fall under one or more of these areas. One area is DNS security and stability, where all the, you know, work related to capacity building fall under, like law enforcement, technical DNS operations, security, and so forth. The second area is domain name industry, and this is where projects like the DNS Entrepreneurship Center or the Middle East DNS Market Study fall under. And the third area is the Internet Governance Ecosystem, and here you will see our work with our partners like the Arab IGF, like Link in Lebanon, like even some of the capacity building initiatives with the IG MENA or other fora. So this is just a quick run through where we're coming from. Now, on year three, again, like the document you saw on year two, there are a number of actions that were identified in the strategy documents. So we are, working based on those actions. And what we're trying to do here is to identify the kind of activities we plan to run or implement in order to achieve the actions within certain timelines and also for a certain target audience. So the first action was to adopt a train-the-trainer model, and here we're going to continue our effort that started in year two as part of the DNS Entrepreneurship Center to train people who have some experience in the area of the training, whether it's technical area, policy area, or business area. And the goal here is to have those individuals more, to get them to a much more advanced level in the area of expertise so they can go and train other people within their regions or their countries. We during this fiscal year, of the University of Oregon, we did a DNS operations course that was a trainer course. It was attended by 11 engineers from all over the region. And our plan for next year is to have some of those trained people to participate in other training programs as either co-instructors or co-trainers or maybe as trainers. So we'll continue on this track. The second action is to, with regard to IDNs and the work of the IDN task force, and this will build on the work that Fahd just talked about with regard to the IDN, Arabic IDN task force, which focuses mainly on issues related to the use of IDNs in applications, issues like variants and so forth. The third action is about the, again, strengthening the DNS industry in the region, and there we're going to continue our regional activities like the Middle East DNS Forum, the Turkey DNS Forum. We're going to see the second edition of the Turkey DNS Forum coming up later this year. And we also plan to, as ICANN, we plan to participate and to reach out to a broader community that is not, you know, seen often in DNS forums or in ICANN meetings. So in the past maybe month, I participated in a couple of events in Dubai. One was about e-commerce and e-payment solutions, and the other one was on Internet of Things. And the reason I participated in these two events was mainly to try to expand our outreach and go beyond the typical ICANN or DNS community, try to engage with small businesses, try to engage with some of the even large enterprises in the region, and see how our work with regard to DNS industry, how this is aligned with their plans, those who work on developing content or developing mobile services or e-commerce services, or even e-government services, like you know, this Internet of Things event in Dubai. The core topic there was about the smart city concept that Dubai is implementing right now. So the purpose there is to expand our outreach, and we'll continue to do that during during year three. Okay, I'm getting comments that the audio is not clear. Is it still not clear?
I can hear you loud and clear, Bahar, so this is Fahd. I can hear you. I mean.
Okay, so maybe yeah. Shafi is going to reconnect, so maybe it's something on Shafiq or Shafiq's end. Okay, I'm going to continue. The next action is the baseline study on the DNS market in the Middle East. Fahd spoke to that, and I'm not going to repeat what he said, but in the next few days we're going to announce the consultant who's going to implement this study, and the plan is to have the final report ready and posted by the ICANN meeting in Dublin in October. So it's going to be like a four-month project. And again, the goal from this study is to try to identify where the challenges and the opportunities are, so we can move forward when we talk about strengthening this industry or talking about joining partners in new initiatives or new projects. So at least we have some base data with some analysis that can guide us in our efforts. Because right now, to be frank with you, a lot of our work is based on some data that we have, but the data is not complete, it's not exhaustive, and also some speculation. You know, we have feedback from many of our partners, whether CCTLDs, whether local registrars, accredited registrars, even some of the new GTLD registrars, and based on this feedback, we are able to come up with some assumptions. So what we want to see out of this study is facts and analysis on these facts and recommendations for way forward. So this is something that we're doing this year. We anticipate that we will need to do more studies in the future, but again, we need to be guided with some factual data and some analysis. So even when we decide to do more studies or research in the future, so again, we can be guided by some facts to build on. The next action is the tackling financial, legal, and technical challenges faced by new registrars. Again, this is building on the same project that Fahd mentioned about the underserved region. This project is led by our registrar team, the ICANN registrar team, based on some initial feedback that they have received from regions like Latin America, like Africa, like the Middle East, like part of Asia. They posted a document for public comments a while ago, probably 6-7 months ago, maybe more. And based on the feedback they received, they started to propose some changes in some of the processes that we currently have. For example, one of the proposals they put forward was to introduce changes to the insurance requirements for ICANN accredited registrars. So this was one specific proposal that came out of this effort based on feedback received from community. So our work with the registrar team on this project will continue during year three, and also the study that we're doing in the Middle East and our team, our colleagues in Africa, are doing a similar study in Africa, and I think the Latin American team also are planning something similar. So these regional studies will also help the registrar team with some providing some factual data to work through. The next action is to develop and sponsor capacity building programs. This is, our sort of business as usual. In the internet governance field, we're going to have the third edition of the Middle East Internet Governance School. And we will also continue to participate in other activities like the IG MENA or others as opportunities come through. In the past few months, we did a couple of visits to Pakistan, and we engaged with many stakeholders in Pakistan on different issues. And one of the requests we received from the National University of Science and Technology was to help them with a national program for internet governance, like school on internet governance at national level. So we are still in discussion with them on how best we can do this together. And we are also engaging our partners from the Internet Society, ISOC, as well as the APNIC, the regional registrar in Asia-Pacific, where Pakistan belongs. So we're coordinating this effort with them, and you know we're going to see how this idea or proposal will unfold. Next action is to support creation of remote hubs. Fahad spoke to that, and again, we'll continue to put the requests out to community, those who think that they could host a hub for the ICANN meetings. The process is straightforward, and you know we will continue to do that. Action number 8 is to enhance ICANN visibility in the local media. I think, as you know, some of you might have noticed in the past year, we have increased our sort of visibility and work with regional and national media outlets in the Middle East. We had, I think, a little more than a year ago, Luna Mahdi joined ICANN as Director for Communication for Europe, Middle East, and Africa. She comes from the region. She comes from Jordan, so she speaks the language. And I think she was a valuable addition to the EMEA team at ICANN, and was seen improvements. We've seen the newsletter, the EMEA newsletter that came out 6, 7, 8 months ago. We've seen more news alerts coming out about activities in the Middle East and the rest of the EMEA. We've seen excellent coverage for regional meetings like the Middle East DNS Forum and others, as well as many interviews that Fahad and myself have done over the past almost 10 months. So we'll continue to build on that. We still have more work to do and a lot of things to improve with regard to media and communications. The last action is the plan to conduct contingency and coordination exercises with CERTS and law enforcement. We started this in year 2 already. We still have, because we're getting more requests from CERTS and law enforcement agencies in the Middle East, so we plan to have at least 2 activities for law enforcement during fiscal year 16. So this is going to be a one of our main capacity building activities for the coming year. So I'm done. So I'm going to stop there, and we'll be happy to take any questions or comments. I think there are some questions already in the chat.
Yeah, Bahar, thank you. So we actually, let us go through the questions in the order they were posted. So the first question comes from Zakir, and he says, hi, Bahar, Fahad, the point on workshops for LEAs caught my eye. Can you please share a little on that? What is the procedure and what is required to actually try to arrange one such workshop for LEAs in our country? What level of support is provided by ICANN, and what is needed from the local facilitator, LEA, etc.?
Okay, so we can definitely do more of that in the region. As I said, we're already getting more requests. Of course, in the end, we are also bound by our human resources. We only have 1 or 2, actually we have 2 experts in this topic at ICANN. But yes, we can do more of that. Requirements are very simple. These are normally they are hands-on workshops. So we expect to have some basic knowledge about DNS, and expect them to come to the workshop with their laptops, or if not, then, you know, if there is a lab that is set up for this workshop, that will do as well. And it's either, I mean, the course or the workshop can run either over 1 day or 2 days, depends on the level of, you know, knowledge of the participants, and also depending on how deep they want to go into the subject. The other format, if the hands-on is not, you know, is not an option for any reason, you know, this could be a sort of a tutorial. It's not recommended because then the participants will lose the hands-on experience. But again, it could be a tutorial, and the instructor can walk the participants through the materials. So this is more or less my answer to that question. Fahd, I'm not sure if you want to add something.
Yeah, thank you, Bahar. So Zakir, on your question, when the Cyber Secure Pakistan event took place in Islamabad in April, my colleague Champika from ICANN was actually there, and during the 4 days of workshop that were held before the event itself, in fact, Champika did deliver a one full day workshop for law enforcement agencies. Now, the question on if you want to do more of these workshops, you can just reach out to us again, and we'll be happy to liaise with our colleagues internally so that we can see their availability and maybe they can attend. One thing you might want to target is that I know that you will be having a PKNOG soon in Pakistan, and I was told that the tentative dates are somewhere around October. So if you think you can bring together the law enforcement agencies in Pakistan to have maybe a one-day workshop or a two-day workshop, we can work on this together. But the earlier you touch base with us, it would be better so that we can check availability of our colleagues internally. Okay, so we have another question from Naveed, and Naveed says, any plans of working with local community members, leaders, and other relevant persons, such as ICANN fellows, to enhance visibility of ICANN?
Thank you, Naveed, for this question. And the answer is yes. You know, as I said, we're limited in the resources that we can provide as ICANN, or even with or through our partners. And we would very much want to rely on experts on the ground who know about the, you know, issues, whether technical issues or other issues. So if there is a training that, for example, you, Naveed, want to conduct on, you know, DNSSEC or any topic, and in case you're able to do this on your own, then we'll be happy to work with you, maybe provide you with materials. You know, if you need help, then we can, you know, work together on having one of our technical folks to be with you in Islamabad, or maybe to be with you remotely and you will be on site, and so forth. And this applies to other areas as well. We often get to situations where there are events that take place in country X or Y, and we, Fahd or myself, get invitation to participate in those events, and we can be there. So we would ask one of our community members who's based in the country if he or she is able to participate in this event on behalf of ICANN, you know, and again, in that case, we will be able to provide them with the materials, presentations, documents, you know, brochures, and so forth. So, yeah, absolutely, this is something we, you know, have been doing, maybe not to to the level that we would like. So, absolutely, we'd be happy to work with you and others to do more of this.
Thank you, Bahar. We have another question from Zakir, and he says, related to point 5 in the table, there are challenges at the registrant end as well. Is there any plan to look into that and work out something to facilitate registrants from the region who face certain issues with regard to domain registration? Or the plan is to stick to facilitating new registrars from around the region in the accreditation process? Thank you.
No. Actually, there are two things. The underserved regions project, its main focus is the registrar area, but so that's one part, because this was where the initiatives came from. It came from existing or potential registrars in Africa who had very specific concerns about the process, and they put these concerns forward to ICANN. So that was the main driver behind this this project. But the other part, or the other thing, is other projects and activities that we do in the Middle East, in other regions as well. So when we did the program for the Entrepreneurship Center together with Insurka, URID, and Black Knight, some of the materials and some of the discussions there were about registrants and were about, the relationship between registries, registrars, and registrants, and, security issues, privacy issues, the who is, all these issues are very relevant and important for the registrants. So, so while the underserved project, the underserved regions project in particular, focuses on registrars, but there are other activities that we do relate to other parts of the ecosystem. Having said that, I should also admit that talking about the registrants and talking about the millions, maybe billions of users of the internet today, of course it's very challenging. I mean, to reach out to this a large number of people, it's a challenging task. Again, and this is part of our outreach. This could also be part of your outreach if you guys, experts on the ground, are able to help us with events like, working closely with some of the at-large structures in the region, some of the ISOC chapters in the region. They do a lot of events and activities at national level, and they have far better outreach to their local communities than anyone else. So we would definitely be interested in working with you on this, and to strengthen our outreach and awareness to the registrants or the end user community.
Question, and he said the training program.
You're breaking out. I'm sorry.
It's another question from Naveed, and he says, following the Train the Trainers program, I want to ask if there is already a planned strategy of working with trainers in near/far future, and in what capacity?
I can say that we have the plan ready yet. It's still in the work. I'm talking particularly about the train the trainer plan for the next fiscal year. So we're been having actually this discussion with our partners in the technical community, with the NTRA in Egypt, our main partner in the Entrepreneurship Center. We're trying to identify what kind of activities we're going to run during the next fiscal year. And based on that, we'll be able to tell exactly how we can utilize the resources that we currently have from the train-to-trainer session of last year or this year. But in addition to that, Naveed, as I said, any events that are not on our radar, something that you could think about for your community in Pakistan, please bring this forward to us, and we'll be happy to discuss it with you and see whether we will have the bandwidth to do it jointly or maybe help you and you can do it. So the answer to this question is the plan is in the work, and we should have more update on this point hopefully in the next couple of weeks.
Thank you, Bahar. We have another question from Shafiq Shaya from Rite NCC, and he says, we'd like to thank Bahar and Fahed for the successful cooperation in capacity building. And he's referring here to the Middle Eastern Adjoining Country School on Internet Governance that took place in Tunisia a couple of weeks ago. And then he continues to say, organizations such as ICANN, ISOC, and Rite NCC play key role in this area. And he asks, any future events in the region?
Okay, so the question is about, I'm trying to, any future events in the region. Yes, Shafi, thank you for this comment. Not sure whether it was last week or the week before, I had a conversation with Hisham Ibrahim exactly about this this question. And he told me about your plans for the MENOG, and we might be able to do something jointly around the MENOG or maybe the MENOG itself, depending on, where the MENOG is going to take place. So we're discussing this together with Hisham, and this is mainly for the technical, maybe for the technical part. This has been discussed as we speak. Fahd, I can see another question from Amr Sadr. I think we...
So, Bahar, this is a conversation taking place between Amr Sadr and Zakir. Yes, it's a conversation related to registrants and their role. So actually, I was typing this comment in the chat room, and frankly speaking, when we talk about registrants, one of the outcomes of the DNS study, of which we expect to see, is actually registrants and how they are involved with this entire ecosystem. So I would suggest really that we wait to see what the DNS study has to offer.
Yeah, and there was an earlier comment by Amr on the study. He was wondering how much information can be revealed in 4 months. A good point, Amr. I think, and we had this, we raised the same question while we were preparing for the RFP, and we had the same discussion with some of the vendors who submitted proposals to ICANN, and while some of them, thought that it would be challenging, we are also in agreement that in some cases with stakeholders like registries, like registrars, like CCPLDs, like the typical ICANN stakeholders, ICANN would be able to help them, distribute the surveys and, get or at least encourage stakeholders to be responsive within reasonable time frames. Of course, the exercise goes beyond the ICANN community to the broader internet community. I can see the challenge there, but we also got assurance from the vendor that they will be able to do it within the specified time frame.
Thank you, Bahar.
Questions or
yes. So we have a question from Shakil, and he says, do we expect that the third MEAC SIG would be in Islamabad, Pakistan, or still not clear?
This is the Middle East SIG?
Yeah, exactly. The Middle East on Adjoining Country School on Internet Governance.
Yeah, I think, Fad, you can answer this better, but what I can say, Shakil, about this, there is a process for this. Those who want to, apply or show or express interest in hosting the event can write to Fahad or myself, and there's also a generic email address that Fahad can share with you. So that it's a very straightforward process because we're doing this for the first time. We haven't come, into situations where we receive three or four offers and we need to select one. First time we got one offer from Kuwait. This year we got one offer from Tunisia. We haven't gotten any offers, as far as I know, from anyone for the third edition. But that's one thing. And also there is the program committee, of 5-6 people who work, and some of them are on this call, by the way, and they work on all the prep process for the event, from logistics, agenda, speakers, and so forth. So I think we're very open for any suggestions. And Fahad, if you want to add something to that.
Thank you, Bahar. So Shakil, just continuing on what Bahar answered, if you are interested in having the school, I would suggest you start doing some work on the ground. And once you think you have brought together all the stakeholders involved, you can reach out to us. We can also share with you what are the requirements from the local host, and then we can take the process from there. Usually we start logistics for the next school sometime in January or February. The school takes place sometime in May. The past two schools happen at the end of May. Maybe next year we'll do it somewhere in the middle of May, so it depends. So yeah, if you are interested, or if anybody else on the call is interested, feel free to reach out to us, and we'll definitely guide you through the entire process. And just one quick correction on what Bahar said. Fortunately, we have received an initial interest from one host to host the third edition of the School on Internet Governance. So if we receive this time an interest from Pakistan, and maybe it will be a little challenging to decide which country to choose. But yeah, we are happy that the community is interested in such initiatives.
Okay, that's excellent, excellent news. I realize that we passed the hour, and I can see that some people have other calls to join and other business to do. Are there any final questions or comments? Okay, I hear none. So I'd like to thank you all for joining. This was very helpful, and the comments and questions you raised were very helpful to us. We're going to, take this into account. The call is recorded, and Fahad is going to share with us the link for the recording, at least for those who were not able to attend. Thank you for taking the time, and we will continue to work with you on the implementation of year three of the strategy. Thank you and have a good day. Bye.
Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.